1,000 years. Dwarf, Treta Yug, 1,296,000 years. Dwarpa Yug, 864,000 years. Kali Yug, 432,000 years. Times 71 times 1,000. So in the material world, many people are very fond of gambling. They play lotto, lottery, so many things. So in a spiritual sense, we have definitely hit the spiritual lottery. We've been able to be born in this Kali Yuga just 500 years after the appearance of Mahaprabhu. But like all of Krishna's dealings, Mahaprabhu's dealings also are very crooked. And though the Sankirtan movement contains the greatest gift and the greatest jewel, in order to catch up with that crooked current of Mahaprabhu's gift, we have to be very attentive. So, His Divine Grace, Nityalil Vrishtam Vishnupad Paramahansa Priyaraja Gacchar Jasatara Sisimat, Chilesi Bhaktivinoda Swami Rashila Prabhupada, came here in 1965-66, and in 12 short years, traveled all over the world, setting the foundation for this gift. Gurudev has explained many times, he cut down the jungles of Mayavad, and also so many misconceptions that existed within the heart of so many of the hippies of that era, and others. There was all kind of deviant groups. So Srila Prabhupada was able to do that in 12 short years. But then the current of bhakti shifted. And unfortunately, many people could not follow how the current shifted. So His Divine Grace, Nityalil Vrishtam Vishnupad Paramahansa Priyaraja Gacchar Jasatara Sisimat, Pujapad Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, helped so many devotees. Even though not moving from Navadvip Dham, so many devotees going there were able to receive his help. So again, after the Aprakat Leela of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the current of bhakti again shifted. And again, many devotees found some solace in their continuing search for this goal with His Divine Grace, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And again, after Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj broke everyone's heart by leaving very suddenly and leaving us what we thought may be in the abyss, then the current of bhakti shifted, and by Krishna's mercy in 1996, Gurudev made his first world tour. Hare Krishna! So in 1996, I went to New Jersey, and I saw Srila Gurudev there, and I knew instantly, by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, that I had again found that current of shifting bhakti. So I immediately wanted to try to take shelter, and I have so little qualification. And Gurudev said, okay, you be patient. And by the next year he came, he was very merciful to me and gave me shelter at his lotus feet along with my god brothers, Sanatan and others. And then we tried very hard to find ways to distribute Srila Gurudev's books and bring other people to the Sangha. And then I thought also, even though there are many people in the world who are suffering, nobody could suffer more than somebody whose father was very wealthy, and they know their father was wealthy, and they have no idea where he hid the money. So I call Srila Gurudev and the entire Sangha of Vaishnavas, because I know they know this secret. And so now all of you are here, and we have a chance to find not only our father's money, but what the grandfather left, what great-grandfather left, all the way back, and we will find the ultimate treasure. Very good.
Indeed, very good speaker. Where is the daughter of Bhumipati Prabhu?
Madan Mohini.
Where? Oh, Gurudev Kripa Karke. Very soon. Very soon, very soon. At one?
Why don't you come here, madam?
And where is Bhumipati?
Bhumipati is over there outside.
Outside?
No, in the gate, not outside.
Point going.
By the Madranga.
Oh, you should be, try to be nearer. Why?
Please come near, don't be
here.
You can come nearer, no harm. You. Or you can sit with your brothers and father.
Ujjal has come. Ujjal.
don't know, diminish this song somewhat? Pundarish Prabhu, you should explain in brief. Very good mood and purport of this song. Totally surrendered to Gurudev. A devotee should be like that. What is in this? If there is no Guru Nishtha, no Bhakti. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of Bhakti. But not externally. Malli. Externally plus
internally.
What is in this song? Oh, we should try to make our heart like that. There are so many songs of Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karayindra, or more better. So we should try to be like that. Don't be duplicitous. Internally one and externally one. I have come to remind you. So you should be like that.
This prayer for the mercy of Gurudev, which we just sung in Hindi language, although the words are very simple, but just as Shri Gurudev has already given a glimpse of the idea or theme which is contained in this bhajan, is so deep, it's so full of deep devotion that a disciple is feeling in his heart for his Gurudev. And line after line, he is so nicely expressing that how he's feeling that connection at his lotus feet and he doesn't have any other shelter to look at. This stage of a devotee actually is not a very ordinary stage. Here, he is understanding the idea of the relationship. What does it mean by having a guru in one's life? All other relationships which one may have, or one has, or one experiences, husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever, all those relationships are actually useless, meaningless, because in all other species we experience. Only in the human form of life one has the chance to experience the relationship of a disciple and guru. So here, the disciple is crying out for the mercy. How he's crying? He says, O Gurudev, please give me a drop of your mercy. And what kind of mercy I want? I want to reside eternally at your lotus feet. So, kripa karke mujhko apna lena. Although in my heart I see it's full of so many anarthas and it's so dirty, it's so contaminated and it's stinking, yet still I pray to you that you give, you clean this heart and accept it and engage it in the services of their lordships. And I know the path of bhajan which you have told me, which you are showing me, I want to follow that. But this path is so difficult for me to follow because of my inabilities, because of my anarthas, because of my material conditioning. So I pray to you, just like a boat, when a boat is caught in any whirlpool, then we can understand what is the situation. Especially when the whirlpools are formed in the oceans, they are very, very dangerous. They can suck in big ships also from kilometers and miles away. And where the ships go, nobody knows. Nobody can save that. So he's feeling that the boat of his bhakti or his endeavor in Krishna consciousness or in the path of bhakti is like that. The wave, the whirlpool of material sense gratification and anarthas is so strong, is so hard, that no matter how hard he's trying to go away and follow the instructions, it's sucking him back in that whirlpool. So he's saying, my nav, my boat is about to drown any moment. Please save me. Without you, no one can save me. And then in the next verse, he's saying, Yes, tum sukh ke sagar ho, bhakti ke sahare ho. You are the ocean of happiness, eternal happiness and bliss. Why? Because you have properly connected yourself to the supreme source of happiness. And that's why you're experiencing in your heart unlimited happiness. And here, the verse which we sing every day from Guru Ashtaka prayers, Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur, which explains, Sri Radhika Madhav Yaurapara Madhujya Leela Gunarupa Naam Naam Swadana Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. He's explaining that the Guru, he is continuously 24 hours is dipped and absorbed in tasting the bliss of the sweetness of the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. Every moment after moment, that greed is so deep that he is completely absorbed in that. So the disciple is saying, you're the reservoir of that sweetness, you're the reservoir of that bliss, and that is why only you are the shelter or support of bhakti, which Gurudev very nicely puts in his word, that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. Backbone, if it's not there in the body, then what happens? Nothing can stand. But also there is very important point in this particular statement. And what is that? Although backbone is holding the whole body, backbone is not seen. Can we see the backbone? No. We only see the body and we see all the activities being done by this body. So what does it mean? What does it mean by when we say that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti? That means that we're trying to make a show by chanting loudly, O Gurudev, O Gurudev, O Gurudev, or trying to say, I belong to you, I belong to you. No, it's unseen, but yet it's controlling each and every endeavor of bhakti. He's living his life as in the words of Srila Narottam Thakur. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriyakya Arana Kuriha Mane Asha. When that stage will come in the life of sadhak, that he understands very clearly and he feels from his heart that yes, the only goal of my life is these words which are emanating from the lotus mouth of my Gurudev, I have no other desire. And that feeling in his heart is reflected continuously without interruption in any circumstance in his behavior, then actually he has understood the meaning. Otherwise, these are just words. So he has to go a long way. He has to pray a long way to come to that realization that yes, I don't desire anything else. Only at the lotus feet of Guru, Sri Guru Charane Rati, Sei Se Uttama Gati, I will get all my desires fulfilled. So he's saying that you are my shelter. You are the reservoir of all this place which I long for, which I want in my life. And good. 24 hours, always, you are sitting in my heart and I'm worshipping you. It's very natural. Who I want in my life, who I look for, who I love, is going to be always in my heart, in my thoughts, in my all pursuits. I can never forget that person. So Gurudev is so dear that he has completely captured each and every emotion, each and every thought of his disciple's heart. If that has not happened, then there's something missing. And one should try to see in the relationship, is that happening in one's heart or it's not happening in their heart? And then he's saying, I have so many faults, so you please, by your causeless mercy, by your kind nature, you overlook them. And you give me the strength to come over all those faults that I can serve you eternally as you want me to serve you, as you desire. And in addition, what I say, I am the servant of all the Vaishnavas. I am the servant of all the great sages who have dedicated their life in the service of the Lordships and they're carrying out their mission. I am simply like a beggar. I am beggar at your door. Although I have no qualifications whatsoever, but just like a beggar, what is the situation of a beggar? He can just stand and beg. And if the master or a wealthy person, he has some bread or some fruits or some money, he may give or he may not give. It's up to him. But beggar cannot make any claim. He can only humbly beg that, oh, please give me. Sometimes Gurudev gives the example like a dog. When we see in India, many places, there are dogs around the shops of those who are selling sweets or bread. And people, they take jalebi or samosa or whatever they want from that shop. They will take that and they will eat all of that item, and they will throw away the leaf, which is completely empty. And these dogs who are standing outside those shops, who doesn't have money and no other qualification that they can go and take from the shop, they will run to those those plates which have been completely empty, and they will lick that. This is the position of the beggar. This is how he's looking for mercy, to receive mercy from his Gurudev. And he's crying again and again that my only desire is to be at your lotus feet, to serve you unconditionally and carry out your orders at all costs, keeping my life in my hand. Only you can make me capable to do that. Hare Krishna.
If a disciple taking initiation from Guru, and then he becomes expert and mature, why he should glorify or remember his Gurudev? Because now he becomes like a guru. He should not do, because now he is perfect. And he make so many disciples. Oh, when he becomes perfect and qualified, then he can know the glory of his Gurudev. Narottam Thakur, he took shelter of Loknath Goswami. And when he matured, he was mature. Then he realized the glory of Loknath Goswami, not before. So any disciple cannot know the glory of glorification of his Gurudev. When he knows, and he becomes some perfect, qualified. Now I am realizing my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Arupa Goswami. Before, when I took initiation, nothing, like zero I was. But now I am somewhat I am realizing their mercy. I weep for their mercy. I weep more. I want to weep more and more. So Narottam Thakur can glorify his Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati can glorify his Gurudev, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Any ordinary person, they cannot know what is the glorification of this. So try to know and try to be perfect by serving Gurudev. You cannot do by your own exercises, only by the causeless mercy of Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. Thank you.
अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैपायनो विरहका तरया चुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोषि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवां त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे tangnay maham charana. Very, oh, my heartly blessing. My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhya. Om Vishnu Pasismad Bhakti Pragyan Kesavishwari. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Shishimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyhow, he came to his Gurudev. Who?
Jadunandana Acharya.
Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave it to Sarup Damodar. In the hands of Sarup Damodar, he
handed over.
Oh, what a, because that he never returned back to his home. Why? And why we be returned back? 99%. What are the cause? Why Rupa Goswami never returned back after he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became his and obeyed whole life? But he never returned back to home. Why? We see Sanatana Goswami also. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Prabhu, how he was? Why he not returned to his home? What are the reasons? We go to our Guru and some days we serve him, obey him. But why we give up? Because no Guru Nishtha. That we explain. And if no Guru Nishtha, then what becomes? He will have to return back. I want that we should not return for our whole life. Lives and lives, serving them. Then bhakti may be achieved. Otherwise not. Bhakti is not a toy. Not a toy. If anyone has a strong faith on his Guru Lotus feet, and so much a strong faith in bhakti, then how he can return? Never and never. So you should be ready for this. Otherwise you cannot have bhakti, real bhakti. Semblance of bhakti you may have. So, we begin from where? First day. A question was there. Oh, we want happiness and we think that this world is full of happiness. But really it is not so. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya wo bhi pachtaya, nahi khaya wo bhi pachtaya.
The sweet laddu of Delhi is so attractive that those who have not eaten, they desire for it. And because they have not got, so they are lamenting. And those they have eaten, now they are lamenting that why they ate it.
Do you know? Delhi ka laddu. Oh, very big. But it will come to, or it will be minimized, so nothing is there. Hawaii. The name is Hawaii. Hawaii mystery. Nothing is there. No taste, nothing. So this world is like that. So we have explained all these things. Also, we explained the Swarup of Jiva, Jiva Swarup. We are not this physical body. Oh, very well we have explained all these things. Now also, yesterday in our class, we explained varieties of mood, varieties of objects and or the process to have this. One object and one process for that. And from Brihad Bhagavatamritam, we explained Swarga, Mahajana, Tapa, Satya, Brahmalok, Mohini Lok, seven
layer of the
of this world, and then Vaikuntha Lok, Ajodhya, Mathura, Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, and even in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Barsana, and then Vrindavan, Rasasthali, then Govardhan, and in the lost, Radha, serving there. So there are so many objects and so many processes. You'll have to choose among all. What should be your object? And after that process, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first 3-4 chapter, only he has described about only object. And
after that process
in Rup Siksha,
Sanatana Siksha,
Raya Ramananda Siksha, everywhere, in the lost. So we should have to select any object of your life. If you are, your object is to be happy in this world, or this is like zero. Like what? You are in dilemma. You are like animals, pigs, hawks and all. Gokharaha. Oh, what is the meaning of Gokhara? Oh, Panditji? You Panditji? Gokhar?
Cow or ass.
In animals?
Animals, yes.
Oh, donkey.
Donkey.
And why donkey? Bitten by the hard length of his...
Jenny.
She donkey.
Blood coming from nose. running. He don't care for
blood
coming.
Broken nose.
Nothing.
Broken nose.
He may die, but he will follow. Oh, this is donkey. So, if we knowing all this is done, but not following, then we are most wretched than even donkey, hawks and pigs. We should know. I have come to remind you. The words of Swamiji, Esi Bhakti Vedanta. I have come to remind the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you are self-killer. Nadeham ardham sulabham plum sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukullen nabhasvatairitam puman bhavatne na taret sa
atmaha.
Those who are knowing all these facts and not following, not coming in the boat of Guru, not in the boat of Harinam, without any shulk.
Any fee.
Without any fee. Come on, all boat is here. And you can touch the boat and you should see what?
You cross over.
We have crossed the endless birth and chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrows. Really. Oh. I don't want to take any single farthing or shilling or pence even.
Dollar.
Oh, only you should come and be in our
boat.
Only we can. But I think very few are ready to come. Very few. So, I have come to remind you all that Srimad Bhagavat has told and Chaitanya Charitamrita, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. Be very strong. Don't be weak and fall. Now, we are going to explain so many objects and processes. By Raya Ramananda Sambhav. Perhaps you have read. But try to go very deep to understand all these things. If we will understand all these things at once, in a moment, tattva-gyan and vairagya, detachment to worldly desire, is bound to come, surely will come. And if you are not honest, nor sincere, then nothing will be there. Not even a line will chalk out in your heart. Take care. Not even. So, Mukunda Prabhu told, you are invited for this thing. Take something, essence, from our discussions and this high class of association. And return back with, wealth, transcendental wealth. And think that we are now very wealthy by this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left house, left his most dear wife, newly married, no children at all. He kept nothing for their maintenance. He became totally mad after Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, where you are? He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu saw that. Oh, it may be that his mother may die. And he should not be far away. And also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fearing to return back to Vrindavan. Because there is Govardhan, Jamuna, Jamula, Pulin, Rasasthali, Bansivat, and so many places. When you will go there, deers may come and remind, you are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are a very
fellow.
Tricky person.
Same black fellow.
Oh, you are Bansivara. You are Govinda, Krishna. And then he will remind, and everything will go away. For which he has come. To sprinkle his mercy. What? To give. Raganuga vartma.
Ragmalga bhukti loke korite pracharan.
This thing. And to relish.
Prem ras nirjas korite asadan.
Prem ras nirjas asvadan. To taste. And to sprinkle something. What?
Ragmalga bhukti.
Bhakti. Which are not given even by Krishna even. Not by Ram or any manifestation of Krishna. Never. How long? Since Brahma, one day, one kalp, day and night. It was first given by same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he descended. So in long time it was not given. All the acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Sridhar Swami, and Jayadeva Goswami, Bilva Mangal, so many were there. They gave bhakti. But not so much bhakti rasa. Bilva Mangal, Jayadeva, and Mithile,
Vidyapati.
Some semblance of pure, sweet, madhujyamai bhakti they gave. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakti rash. And he taught all, inspired everything in the heart of Rupa Goswami to explain. And he explained. So we are very fortunate to come in his line. So, Raghunath Das Goswami came to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then came to Puri. And then he went to south to search his brother. But really this was not reason. To give rag marg and with love and affection, Harinam Sankirtan Hare Krishna. This was the prominent reason to go to South India. And by the paramarsha se,
advice.
By the advice of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went to on the bank of Godavari. In the morning, he took bath in Godavari. And
very effulgent. Very beautiful. Bright.
Oh, Mahaprabhu, Bal Sannyasi, age 24, you can know, in saffron cloth, very beautiful gondolin.
Effulgence.
Like Srimati Radhika face, beauty. And he was sitting on the bank and meditating something. Raya Ramananda came. Oh, drum was beat. Thousands of Brahmins. Oh, they were reciting. Oh, what?
Vedic mantra.
Like? What?
You both? Om Sahasra Shri Sahasra Purusha Sahasra Aksha Sahasra Mahat.
Like this?
Savome Shakame Adya Teshta Dasha Gula.
They were reciting. In very good tune. You should learn all voice. You should learn the how to pronounce it. You should also. All. You know? You should try to know. Then any verse of Ved you can recite. He knows perhaps. You? But they know. So anyhow, they were reciting. And Raya Ramananda came out of his palanque. And he saw how beautiful, shining, a Bal Sannyasi is there. And he was attracted. He left his all Sannyasi. He took bath first and then left all and took only one. And told that you should be here. I'm coming very soon. And he went to the Bal Sannyasi. And he was waiting that his meditation should be
stopped.
And he did Sashtang Pranam. Being a king of South India, the
Governor General
of Maharaj Prataparudra. Very high class. And he was too learned person. Very rashi. More than anyone. Incarnation of, you can tell, or Lalita, Vishakha. When Mahaprabhu finished his meditation and he saw, he began to, who is this person? And he also, two and two eyes became
four.
And Mahaprabhu told, are you Raya Ramananda? Oh, I am Das Shudra Adham. How humble. Try to be humble like this. No humbleness, no love and affection, no bhakti at all. Bhakti depends on the what? Gradation of
humility.
Humility. So you should be. If you want bhakti, you should be very humble. Try to give respect to Vaishnavas. Like, you see Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu also. How he is giving honor to him. And then Mahaprabhu stood up and
embraced
him. And the king was sighing and he wanted to go back some part. But Mahaprabhu told, now I have known. Sarvabhauma is very kind to me. And he has advised me to meet you. Then Raya Ramananda looked interior and he is not ordinary person, not ordinary sannyasi. It seems that you are Krishna himself. Mahaprabhu just said, no, nothing is there. Only you are so high class of bhakta, you are seeing everywhere
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna. It is not my glory, but it is your glory. You are Oh, Mahabhagavat, Tam Mahabhagavat Dayate. Or don't cheat me. And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu told, I have come to you. I want your session for 1-2 days. Ramanand told. Not only 1 day, 2 days. Up till
my whole
you
life.
Are here, I will come daily. And for whole life I want your association. I will give up this kingdom and position and everything for you. Mahaprabhu became very happy. Oh, till I am returning from South India to Puri, oh, you should be ready to come for your whole life with me. And we will associate in any lonely place and discuss all the
Sukhe Goai Vakal Krishna Katharamge.
Oh, what meaning?
I will spend time in great happiness discussing the pastimes
of Krishna with you.
And you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back from the South India, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he gave a shelter in the house of Kashinath Mishra, Kashi Mishra, his
Gurudev.
And he gladly gave one very small
room.
Room. What room?
Gambhira.
In that room, only one can sit down, not totally flatly sleep. If he wants to sleep on, he will have to be like
hold
that.
Your
and not how much height? Only a man can sit.
Stand.
He cannot stand, sir. Never. And here. And whole day and whole night. Weeping. So, he requested that you should come, and he told that I will come. So, some days, 5-6 days.
Ten days.
I don't remember. And he stayed there. And daily in the evening, like a very simple person, giving up his crown and garment, royal dresses. Oh, he used to come. And whole night, weeping, they used to discuss. Bringing from where? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, I want to hear, oh, what is the object of a person, and what is the process? But I want to hear the praman,
evidence
from Purans, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. I want authentic, not ordinary things. And then they began to Mahaprabhu told. What is Shaddha and Sadhan? You should tell me. Where Shaddha and then Sadhan? What is Shaddha?
Goal or object.
Of?
The practice, the sadhana. Of life.
Of life. What is the goal of life? This is Shaddha. And what is the process to
attain that goal?
Like in this life, we think that our life goal is to make money, to be happy. Happiness is our goal. I think that 100% or only less something, a recurring sum, it may be. We want all to be happy, but we are not happy. And we think that we can be happy only making money. Money is centralized in our life. Even brahmachari, sannyasi like me, our pocket is full of
money.
Because without money we cannot move. We think. And especially for grihastha. Whether wife is there or not, whether his wife has kicked him and her heart is injured, But even he wants a new wife. Kicked by 10.
Ten times.
But even he wants that very same thing. And some money to behave. And for this process, what is process? To work in factory day and night. Like animals. Day and night. Even they cannot earn so much money. And not satisfied. Even the President of America.
Mr. Bush.
Huh? Oh.
Clinton.
No, Bush.
Now it's Bush.
Bush.
Don't push. It's Bush.
Clinton was not satisfied by his wife. He entangled anyhow in a girl, office girl. And she also kicked him. You know Charles and Diana, you know?
Prince and princess.
They were about to be king and queen.
Yes.
Oh, boy, beautiful two sons. And what became? They were not satisfied. Never satisfied. So this is the condition of world. So he told that you should read Shraddha and then Shraddha. How we can have? Oh, he told. What he told first slok? Vashana samma acharata puman vishnu aradyate
natatta namnatatto sakaranam.
Yo. Here, what is the goal? Shraddha and what is sadhana? And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not satisfied? And he told that external. Try to write here. Black box cannot help you. It may be broken. But this, not broken.
Om Gyanate Marandasa Gyanandana Salaka Chakshur Nulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah.
What you will hear from ears, you can forget. But what you will hear from here,
never
oh,
forget.
Yeah. So try to hear from
core of your heart.
Core of heart. Understand, my dear friends? Thank you. Are you also hearing?
Yes.
Don't hear. Otherwise you cannot return to your home.
It
will be a very big problem for you. If you want to be very happy in your family life, oh, don't come to us. Don't come to this association. Very bad, very bad.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Then you cannot return, so be careful. Especially the persons who are saved here.
Some Sikhs.
And Tilak, Mala, and some books here, Bhagavatam. Oh, be there.
For free. Free of cost, they will give something.
Free of cost, they will tell that you should hear. I will not take any fee. And only here. And what they will be?
Oh.
They will like birds and
street
birds.
Street beggars.
Street beggar.
So they want to make you all street beggar. So be careful. You can be here, but do like this. He's very expert. You expert? In aeroplanes, I have seen two
earplugs.
Earplugs.
So you should try to have.
Now. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has posed a question to Roy Ramananda. Oh, Roy Ramananda, please explain to me what is sadhya. What is the goal, the aim and object of life? But you should not speak anything from your own opinion. You should give some praman, evidence from Shastra to proof to ascertain what is the goal of life. So first of all, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posed this question, Rai Ramananda, he gave a suggestion from Vishnu Puran. They are saying, Vanashrama charavata purushena parapuman Vishnuraradhyate panta nandyatattho shakarnam. Here in Vishnu Puran, the advice has been given. Please understand that there is only one way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. What is that? Vanashrama charavata. You have to perform your prescribed duties in Vanashram Dharma. There are four ashrams: Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, and four Varnas: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. You should be situated in one of these Varnas and ashrams and perform your duty without any attachment, only for the satisfaction of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the way to satisfy God. There is no other process. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this suggestion from Rai Ramananda, what did he say? Prabhu kahe eho baya agi keo a.
Rai kahe Krishna.
Goes into the
karma pana sarvasar.
Karma kahe sarvasadhyasar. First Mahaprabhu told him, this is external. You should tell me something else. So then a question comes. We have heard that Varnashram Dharma is very good, very essential. We
and
should
also
observe it.
That Prabhupada also.
Yes.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada told devotees,
to make a Saranagati, a Varnashram Dharma, they are here, there, you should follow. I also advise you all, don't give up your wife and husband. Try to be whole life like Varnashram Dharma. This is the platform life. So you should not divorce. If you are divorced, oh, try to come back and be with them. If you are bhakti and oh, you are now detached, no harm. No harm. You can give up your family, life, everything for Krishna, no harm. But you should try to follow. But what is the result?
So the question has come. Why has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this suggestion of Rai Ramananda? So we should know, on the one side, what are the attributes of Varnashram Dharma? What is the good side? What is the positive side? Or the necessity of observing Varnashram Dharma? And on the other side, we should know what are the defects, what will be the result of following this path, the goal that can be attained. For all the jivas in this world who are conditioned souls, they will have to act in this world. And their actions will create reactions. If they will not follow dharma, religious principles given in Shastra, then the reactions will cause them to be degraded and they will go down and down and they will suffer. So therefore, the conditioned souls in this world, they must obey the rules and regulations given in Shastra. This is good for them. What does Varnashram Dharma mean? It means one should follow the Varnas and Ashrams. It means that one should obey his parents. It means that one should respect his seniors and superiors. It means one should give in charity. And there are so many duties in Varnashram Dharma. They can gradually elevate that living entity from the modes of ignorance to passion and up to goodness in this way. And if someone will very strictly follow Varnashram Dharma carefully, the result is either he can go to Swarg, he can go to heaven, like Harishchandra and others, Shivi Maharaj, and so many.
Harishchandra and Dadichi Soma.
Dadichi Muni. They had very good character. They never deviated from the truth. They carried out their duties, even in the face of the most difficult adversities. And what was the result? They can go to Swarg, they can go to heaven. Otherwise, if one will follow with complete detachment, one may attain mukti. Not more than this. Not more than mukti. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this is external. Why? this activity of performing duties in Varnashram Dharma, it is related to the body and the mind. Hmm? This is not Sanatana Dharma. This is not the eternal occupation of the soul. Hmm? Brahmachari is not eternal, especially these days. And
also, we are not sannyasi really.
Yes.
What we are?
Naham vipro nacha narapati na pivaishana sudro. Naham bani nacha gripati no vanasto yadeva. Kintu pradyanikala paramananda purnam ritabde. Gopi batu padakamalayo das das das.
We have accepted this renounce order only
Mukunda Sevan
Brata.
Paratmanishtam matravesha dharan Mukunda Sevayahai Sangsarataran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a sannyasi, only I have accepted this sannyasi vesh. Why? Because it is bhakti anukul. It is very favorable for Paratmanishta to dedicate my life completely to Mukunda Seva, the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sevesh kala ebe brindavanagya. Now I have taken this, I will go to Vrindavan, and sitting in a solitary place, I will dedicate my heart completely in Krishna Bhajan.
Very good. Thank you. Oh, what is something favorable in Varnashram Dharma? One thing, that sadhu may come to their houses. Like, there are two slokas.
Mahadvichalam
nirinam
grihinam
dina chetasam.
Nishyasai bhagavan nannatha kalpate kachit.
Oh, sadhu. Really sadhu. They can come in the house of Grihastha to take something for their maintenance and to stay in night. But why they come? For their benefit, not him there. Oh, what is really life? Like Narad, moving here and there, like Bidu, came to Dhritarashtra and to Pandava's house and met Dhritarashtra. Told him, you are blind. You were blind.
Externally and internally both.
No. Now you are more blind. Oh. What you want to see? For all sons are killed by Bhim. And he is
giving
you some
piece of chapati.
Chapati like dogs. And you are taking. What more you want to see in your life? More thing, anything? At once be careful. Give up this house. How can I keep up? I am blind. Oh, I will take you. No. In the midnight you should come with me. And he took and went to Haridwar and told the mantra and told that you should be here. Don't return back to Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir and Pandavas came and they were weeping for Dhritarashtra. But he never heard him. No, I will be here. He was maintaining himself by the leaves, by fruits, by some
Roots. Ground nuts.
And anyhow. And when a fire came,
Forest fire.
All began to run away. But he, Kunti and Gandhari, were there. And fire came and they were in a moment. And at that time he took his
light
soul in mind and from mind to heart and from there to in Krishna. And he was liberated. So anyhow, in Grihastha, there is chance that any sadhu can come. But we should not depend on that. Even it is external. If you are fully observing Varnashram Dharma, what he told, only mukti can be, nothing more. Or swarga.
Heavenly planet, not mukti even.
Not even mukti.
And going sarga, chine.
So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? Oh, you have bhajya. Then Raraman Fartel, Shyamrani, Jadurani. I want to finish this, not today, but in 1-2 days. And then I want to come and discuss some more things. I wanted to tell some sweet pastimes of Krishna.
The Lord replied.
Now, please stand up.
The Lord replied.
Oh, one can help.
This is external.
Daughters, you can. You are young.
You had better tell me some other means. Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities.
Sound very... Okay, I like your songs.
To offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of perfection. He continued, O son of Kunti, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
Here, what is sadhan, what is process? Yeah?
The process is to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna, and the goal of offering the results of activities is so that I won't have to suffer the results of my activities. Whatever I do in the material world, even if it's a pious activity, I have to suffer. If I give in charity, then I have to be born again as a rich person. If I give to a hospital, then I have to be born again and not get sick. But I still have to suffer birth, old age, disease, and death. And what to speak of if my activities are not pious? So if I offer the results of my activities to Krishna, then I'm free from karma. That is their goal, to be liberated. And the problem with that goal is it's personal. It's only in relation to my body and my body's happiness. It has nothing to do with my relationship with Krishna, which is the actual goal of life.
Asamara, more explain something about this. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it? And what is karmarpan?
Karmarpan means sansar sukh ki to vilasha hai. Karmarpan means sansar sukh ki hi to vilasha hai. Yehi to deshe hai.
Sansar sukh nahi.
Karm kyu arpan kar?
Karma vai swarg tar aur mukti.
Mukti vi
same. But some superior. In Varnasam Dag, nothing to offer. He is doing what he is doing. And following Varna and Ashram Dharma. But he has some sense superior. What he is doing, he thinks that I am doer. And what I am doing, offering to Krishna. To please. Why? Oh, he is very fearful for worldly sufferings. And he wants that I should not suffer. That is it. Our main object.
In the first slok, he's speaking about Vishnu. But in this slok, he's saying, offer to
Krishna.
Me, and this is Krishna speaking.
Yes, no.
So some superiority. Yes.
But here, Krishna means Vishnu, not Krishna. Because Krishna is telling. So he's telling to me, but who is Krishna now? Who is offering? He has no idea of oh, Nandanandan, Brajandanandan, Shyam Sundar.
Krishna.
Here Krishna is also like Paramatma and Vishnu.
So in this verse, Yat Kroshi, Yat Esnasi, Yat Jahosi, Dadas, Yat Yatapasyasi Kanteya, Tat Kuru Svaha Marapanam. As Gurudev has explained, the emphasis of Buddha on the person is they're thinking of their own self interest, that they're offering. If one offers yat kroshi, all that you do, all that you eat, whatever austerities that you perform, you should do as an offering unto me. But the person is not really thinking of the pleasure of Krishna. They're offering it to Krishna only because they're thinking that by this offering, how will I benefit? So in this way, their offering is completely, it's not one of bhakti, but it's based on self-interest. Just as many times the example is given, that one will have grow some flowers, and then they take the flowers and then they offer to Thakurji some Arupsita Bhakti. But actually, their prominent goal is they still have self-interest. They're not really surrendering themselves. So in this, there's some big defect that they're really thinking of their self-interest. They're not thinking of the interest of Krishna. There's not self-surrender. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that this is external. Please explain more.
Oh, you should understand. There was a very good son. And he took some very costly garments, dhoti, kurta, and some fruits, and so many things. And he went to father, I'm donating you these things. Is it right or wrong?
Wrong. Completely wrong.
Is it right or wrong?
Everything that he's giving is coming from the father already. He's just giving some back.
So what wrong he's doing? He's donating some all these things to his father.
It's not wrong.
And not wrong. It is okay?
His father also got it.
Oh, it is wrong. Totally wrong.
How he can give donation to father?
His father also got this from father.
What donation is given? Mm. Who can give donation?
Owner.
The owner?
Owner. Oh, son is owner of all wealth that he has?
No.
Owner is his father. So even he can serve.
Even the body has come from father.
Father. So he cannot donate. He can offer or serve father. So Krishna is everything, owner of whole worlds, and sampatti and wealth and everything. We cannot donate him. Like Ganga water, we are worshipping Ganga. Like anything paraphernalia from Govardhan, and we are offering to Govardhan. So everything, what we possess, our possession, wealth, everything is off. So we cannot do that. This is not even bhakti, arup siddha bhakti even. Very low, very low. So Mahaprabhu rejected. Oh, this is not. But remind this thing, we should try to donate the poor. How? Like all they are coming from Krishna. They are parcel of Krishna. They are all our brothers and sisters like. We are all souls, so we can help each other. If I am giving them anything, this is the prasad of Krishna and I should distribute it. My children are not mine. What they are? They are servants of Krishna. So I am helping. Only this clue is there. But this is also somewhat wrong. It is not sadhya or
not super.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. And what told more? You? No. Sarva dharma agya yav gunang dosha. And sarva dharma na parityajyam aham ekam sharanam bhaj. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami.
So, when Sriman Mahaprabhu reject the second one even with Krishna Karmarpan, and Mahaprabhu requests him, Prabhu kaya yo vajja age kaho ad
rakhe swadharma
tyag sarva dharma sad. So here sarva dharma sad tags. So what is the sarva dharma? So Krishna is telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukchayissami masucha. Sarvadharman parityajya, you will surrender to me, giving up all religion. Now inquiry come in our mind. We came to maintain religion. So other hand, Krishna is telling, give up all religion. So it is quite contradictory. How we can reconcile this thing? So we came in this line of Mahaprabhu to maintain the religion of soul. And here Krishna is instructing us to give up the religion of body, mind, of society, etc., etc. You have to give up all these things, all this religion. Don't think I am body, and who is connected with body, there is mind, and which is possessed with this body, that is, I am owner of that. Don't think so. You have to give up all this idea, then come to me. If you do so, what will be the result? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukchayissami masucha. You may think that if I give up all this religion, this
father, life, mother, wife, children,
then it will be a great sin. Don't think so. I will make arrangement to get rid of this sinful activity. There is no sin at all. So for this, the support of this sloka, Srimad Bhagavata has told, Devarsi bhutapta nirnang pitrinang na kinkaro nayam renicha rajan sarvat manaja saranam saranam gato mukunda padhitta kartam. All living entity, they are dated to in 9 places. Devrin, they are dated to demigods like Indra, Varun, Surya, etc. They are giving us
light, heat,
air, etc. Without their help, we could not maintain our life. So we are dated to them. And Rishi means saintly person. The scripture, we have, the knowledge we get from saintly person. They realize themselves. After that, they give us for our benefit. So dated to them also. Devarsi, bhut. Bhut means living entity. We are dated to all living entity.
Like
cow, give us milk.
Dogs also.
Dog. So many.
So many.
So without them, we could not maintain our life. Bhut apta. Apta means our relative. When he took birth, without the help of our relative, how we can get nourishment? So he dated to them also. And nrinang means, nri means king. We are dated to king means like president, prime minister, they are protecting us. So dated to them also.
Father, mother, grandfather.
Pitrinang means parents. Father, mother, forefather. If they are not, then we could not get the sunshine of this earth. So dated to them also. Nakyunayam rinicha rajan. So if you want to be indebted for that debt, especially for mother, you have to take birth 100 times. So when you'll take birth 100 times, then you have to come from mother's womb, then 100 mothers. Then how you can get rid of that? It's not possible. So nayam rinicha sarvat manaja saranam saranam. If you take shelter completely, if you dedicate yourself completely, where? Mukunda, then you will be free from all debts. So Krishna is telling here, sarva papebhyo mukchayissami masucha. Don't think if you give up all this religion, you will have to suffer, you have to get reaction. Don't think. I will manage that. So hearing this also, Mahaprabhu told, year by year. Why? Because this is the religion of soul. What Krishna is telling here about sarvadharman parityajya is only for saranagati, only to enter the bhakti.
And he is attached to body and mind.
And he has attached too much to body and bodily conception.
There is no connection with
mind.
Soul.
And there is no clear conception about soul and what to say about super soul. So Mahaprabhu rejected this and told, Iyo Vajya. Hare Krishna.
Go Premanande. Try to be, to come here after preparation. I may ask
to anyone. So all should read and come. And then we will begin from where? Brahma Bhutaha Prasanna Atma Sochati. And Mahaprabhu also rejected that. And after that Mahaprabhu rejection, why he rejected? We left. Very soon, tomorrow or day after tomorrow, we will finish this chapter. Very, very important. Oh. What? Very soon.
Hare Krishna. This morning, mercifully, Śrīla Gurudeva has given initiation. Unfortunately, the devotees have received this. We will now announce your new name and request you to stand up so that you will receive the happy blessings of Śrīla Gurudeva and all the devotees. Elena Mertens.
Wow, very good.
Malati.
Oh, Malati Devi ki. Malati. Oh, maid servant or friend of Srimati Radhika. One of. Serving Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. Malati is very good. Having so much fragrance of very soft heart. Oh, this is Malati. Malati Devi ki.
Lydia Mertens.
Oh,
Lila.
Oh, Lila Devi ki jai. Lila Devi. That is Lila Devi, who is? Oh, Lila, who is? Oh, Krishna ki Lila. Past times of, very sweet past times of Krishna helping.
Is that
Yoga Maya? Life. Yes. So, Lila Devi ki
jai.
Chapiro Elena.
What name?
Chandrakala.
Elena.
Chandrakala Devi ki jai. Chandrakala. Very beautiful, more than moon. O maid servant of Radhika, serving conjugal. So, what name?
Chandrakala.
Chandrakala Devi ki
jai.
Then Bimis.
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 Oh yes.
His mother. Her mother.
Yes. What
name? Her name.
Bhanumati.
Bhanumati.
Bhanumati. Bhanumati. Manati. What? Manjaris. Bhanu Manjari. Bhanumati Devi ki jai.
Daughter of Guru Prabhu. Well, you youngest daughter of
you
Guru Prabhu.
The name.
Her name is Mallika.
Mallika.
Oh. Mallika Dashi ki jai. Mallika Dashi. Same name. Mallika Dashi. Very good. You can see now.
Thus ends the class on the 18th of June. 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, New York. Hare Krishna.